electric spreads, they're going out of use so often now.
No,
we used to have one for every bed in this house, I believe.
What was that, sir?
The electric spreads.
Oh, electric.
And then, of course, you'd have pillows and pillowcases. And
would you ever have any, like, just a thing that you might put across your feet, like a feet warmer? Not a warmer, but an extra piece of...
Sally and I sort of cold-footed in the winter, and we'll put a, as she says, African.
And what was that again?
African.
Afghan?
That's
a
handmade crochet thing,
though. Is that a, would they be inclined, would people be inclined to do that in the years ago?
I don't know about that.
Have you ever
I never heard of Afghans when I was growing up.
Okay.
Is it an old item?
Yeah, they used them. They might not have called them that. It's made of handmade crochet thing, you know. They probably had something similar to them.
Okay. Have you ever heard of it's a large pillow that goes all the way across maybe a double bed, maybe sometimes a roll. Have you ever heard of anything like that? What it might be called?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is it?
She knows.
Bolster.
A bolster. Have you ever heard of a bolster?
Yeah.
Sometimes referred to as a slam or a plum or a jam.
Yeah, that's all new to me.
Okay. Okay. What types of land do you have? Would you have on the farm that you have in your? But what kind of lands did you have? The types of land.
You mean it's the topography or soil type or what?
The topography would be fine.
Well.
We'll get into soil type.
Yeah. We had it and do have on the home place bottom lands, or gravelly lands, sloping lands, rolling lands. Some hilly lands, some steep lands, some level. And we would also use, in farm terms, we'd speak of this as being cultivatable, or see what else we might use. Of course, we'd have gully lands sometimes, eroded lands. That's about all I can roll off right quick.
You mentioned, you say swampy? Did you say that?
I think I said bottom land.
Oh, I'm sorry. What soil types would you have?
Oh, Lord. I can just take our...
Well, just...
take our own land, because there are some hundreds, I believe, of soil classifications in this county alone. We mostly have Norfolk, and Orangeburg, some Tifton, I believe there's a little Ruston, and then a whole series of soil types. I was actually looking at that last night, I guess it was, the night before last, when a friend called me about the location of a church. And then we would have sandy and sandy loam, loamy sand, some clays. This Tifton soil is a gravelly, well, really it's a pebbly soil. We would have sticky soils, or tight soils, or permeable soils. I don't know what else. You could kind of rattle on that for a long time.
Well, what if the land is very rich, it has everything, like you were talking about this land around here,
it's
so much that you had to stop putting phosphate on.
Yeah.
What would you say that land is? It'll produce almost anything. It's very...
we'd usually say rich.
Rich. Would you ever say anything else, like, use a different expression. Like, if you have, there's two kinds of eggs. There's eggs that... hens that are made to lay that never have contact with roosters, and there's hens that are the eggs.
What are you talking about? Well, this would always be a case of fertility.
All right. So if you just had in use of the adjective, if you're just talking about a piece of land that was, it was very.
Well, I'm sure what you think about is fertile.
Okay.
And we use that term often, but I don't believe we'd use that either of those infertile, off-fertile, necessarily, and maybe not as often as we'd use them. We'd quite often say, this is poor land.
Poor? Or rich?
Yeah, poor, rich. You might have some, you might be more inclined to say, this is real good land.
Okay.
Or you